Hello again, Michael Connor, Sex and Podcasting, a show that doesn't have anything to do with sex. It's about community podcasting or citizen podcasting. The bandwidth for this show comes from IP House in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this show is another in the Katrina series. One of the things I did last week was I asked folks to send in ideas of other things that podcasting could do to help a relief effort. And one of the people who did that was Patrick J. Balcazar. How about that for cool sound effects, eh? Patrick is in Puerto Rico. I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce the name of the town because I would butcher it. But Patrick works for San Diego Project Management, PSC, in Puerto Rico. And he came up with one of those ideas that you just sort of go, duh, of course. And so without further ado, I'm basically just going to read his email to me. And I thought it was a great idea. You know, his idea is that relief agencies like the Red Cross could put their current messages in other languages. It was like, oh, of course. Why didn't I think of that? And then, you know, download them on some regular interval into iPods and give them to the relief workers out in the field. Patrick's idea is that then if they ran into a family that doesn't speak English, they could play the podcast with the appropriate information in the native language of that person. So it would be sort of an on-the-spot, face-to-face narrowcast. I thought that was a really neat way to sort of expand the capability of folks in the field. And actually, it's not just relief workers. You can think of all sorts of other workers who meet people in sort of face-to-face situations and may not speak their language. And wouldn't it be neat to have a bunch of different versions of stuff on an iPod that you could just dial up and play for them right there on the spot? Anyway, his example was, let's say a relief worker runs into a Honduran family that doesn't speak English. The Red Cross message could be played in Spanish to the victim, the disaster victim, by a relief worker. And I think he raises a good point, hopefully performed by someone who's very fluent in the native language. I think as long as you've got the flexibility of doing stuff in different languages, why not do it really well? He was thinking that relief agencies could probably tell you what languages they needed the stuff in, you know, probably in the case of New Orleans, Spanish, Creole, Portuguese, Mandarin, Chinese. They could also be produced somewhere other than New Orleans, some central location. Then he sort of takes this one step further. He says, you know, while in the field, the relief workers who are more than likely there for other tasks could take those same iPods and record basic data about the victims, like their names and former residences in their own language before each goes their separate ways, presumably the victim to a shelter and the relief worker back on to, you know, the home base, wherever that is. And then at night, when the relief workers get back to their base camp, the interview files could be downloaded and sent to a central data collection place to assist folks in tracking down lost or missing family members. I thought that was a pretty neat thing, too. I don't know that iPods would work for that because I don't know how good they are at recording, but I'm not a geek, and it may be that iPods can be convinced to record stuff. I just don't know. But I think it's a great idea. Even if it's not with an iPod, it could be with another kind of an MP3 player. So anyway, that was a, I thought, really cool idea that came in from last week's show. So I decided to share my 15 minutes of fame with Patrick. And so I think Patrick gets 1 minute of fame, and 1 minute of fame, and a darn good one it is, too. So I was hunting around for a song to go with this, and I came across, I basically went out to iTunes and put language in there this time, and came up with a song by Laurie Anderson. Now, Laurie Anderson's been around for a long time. I enjoyed her stuff a lot in the 70s, and she's still very active doing all kinds of stuff. And if you haven't tried out her stuff, I heartily recommend it. She's very eclectic. She'll make you think. And this particular song is called Language is a Virus, which seemed like a really appropriate thing to talk about or to play when we were talking about multiple language podcasts to help in a relief effort. So here's Lori, and I'll be back after she's done to wrap things up. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.